It is 4:14, time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. So, hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. What are we learning about today on the Wiki Corner?
Well, today is Australia Day.
Hey, all
yeah,
right.
Yeah, it's the official National Day of Australia.
Well, I feel like Australia is often overlooked because on the map, it's way down
right here.
It's
it
usually
is.
Where like the key to the map is that tells you the colors. All down there.
It is.
Nobody looks down there.
Right. But it was kind of fun today because when I was putting this together, we were talking to Maggie.
Right.
Because she lived on Guam for a while and she's been to Australia.
Yes.
And she was telling us all the cool things that she did there. And
she saw a lot.
Yeah. It was really cool.
A lot of dangerous animals there.
Yes. And we'll get there.
Okay.
So Australia Day is observed annually on January 26th and it marks the 1788 landing of the first fleet at Sydney Cove and raising of the Union flag by Arthur Phillip following days of exploration of Port Jackson in New South Wales. In present-day Australia, celebrations aim to reflect the diverse society and landscape of the nation, and they're marked by community and family events, reflections on Australian history, official community awards, and citizenship ceremonies welcoming new members of the Australian community.
Come on in.
So it's kind of like our 4th of July, almost.
I guess so. Do you think they have fireworks?
I don't know.
It is their summer there because they're backwards.
Right.
All kinds of backwards, yeah.
So with an area of nearly 3 million square miles, Australia is the world's sixth largest country. It's the oldest, flattest, and driest inhabited continent with the least fertile soils.
That sounds like paradise.
Yes. It is a mega diverse country, and its size gives it a wide variety of landscapes and climates with deserts in the center, tropical rainforests in the northeast, and mountain ranges in the southeast.
Wow.
And Australia is the only continent in the world without an active volcano.
Oh. So it's safer than most.
So it's got that going for it,
But it's got the animals. We'll come back to that.
Right. So indigenous Australians have inhabited the continent for approximately 65,000 years. The European maritime exploration of Australia commenced in the early 17th century with the arrival of Dutch explorers. In 1770, Australia's eastern half was claimed by Great Britain and initially settled through the relocation of convicted criminals to the colony of New South Wales. And in fact, Australia's first police force was made up of 12 convicts who were judged to be the best behaved.
Sounds like a reality show. If only there had been cameras back then.
Right.
We would all have been watching.
Because of the continent's great age, extremely variable weather patterns, and long-term geographic isolation, 80% of the animals there are unique to Australia.
Jeez.
Yeah. I mean, when you think about it, where else do you find kangaroos?
Nowhere.
Or koala bears.
Only the zoos.
So Australia has at least 755 species of reptile, which is more than any other country in the world. And that includes 17 of the world's most poisonous snakes.
Perfect.
Yeah. It's also home to around 1,500 types of spiders, 4,000 types of ants, and 350 types of termites.
Wow. Yeah, this is not in their tourism brochure.
It's not, right. Besides Antarctica, Australia is the only continent that developed without any feline species.
No cats?
Right. Feral cats may have been introduced in the 17th century by Dutch shipwrecks and later in the 18th century by European settlers.
There you go.
They're now considered a major factor in the decline and extinction of many vulnerable and endangered native species.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
All right.
So Australia's biggest natural wonder is the Great Barrier Reef. It is regarded as the world's largest living organism and is often listed as one of the seven wonders of the natural world. The Great Barrier Reef can be seen from outer space, and it is the world's biggest single structure made by living organisms. By spanning over 134,000 square miles, it eclipses the sizes of over 100 countries, and it's also larger than most states here in America. It's the only states that are larger are Alaska, Texas, California, and Montana.
That's pretty big.
Yeah.
Is Montana that big? Must be. I never thought about that. Montana, really? Geographically?
Apparently.
I need me an atlas.
So Australia has one of the world's lowest population densities. Its size is only a bit smaller than the USA, yet the population is around only 23 million as opposed to 313 million that live here in the U.S.
We got to beat.
Yeah. 90% of Australians live on the coast due to the majority of the interior being a vast desert. And there are three times as many sheep than people that live in Australia.
Sheep, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Adorable.
So Australia is also a leading exporter and consumer of wine. Wine is produced in every state with more than 60 designated wine regions.
That's a lot.
And while mining is one of Australia's biggest industries, more land is covered by pubs than mines.
More land is covered by pubs?
Yeah. Mining is one of their biggest industries, but there's more pubs.
Oh, are you saying that they like the drink?
It's possible.
It sounds like that's what you're saying. You're really putting that out there. With all those wild animals there, though, I can't blame them. Can't blame them at all. You picked out a record to go along with Australia.
Yeah,
did you?
So I thought it would only be appropriate to play Down Under by Men at Work.
By Men at Work. Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Men at Work and a song called Down Under. Sarah Duramitis, why did we just play that record?
Because we were talking about Australia.
Yeah.
Today is Australia Day.
Australia Day. Happy Australia Day. Do we celebrate? Do we have to do something? What do we do?
Do we? No, I don't think we do.
No, we don't have to do anything? Okay.
No, but they are celebrating there.
Okay.
So,
All right. Very good. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. You ready?
Yep.
Let's do it. Go.
All right. Australia is the oldest, flattest, and driest inhabited continent.
There are three times as many sheep than people in Australia.
And 80% of the animals there are unique to Australia.
You know, what's his name there?
Steve Irwin.
Yeah, that guy must. No wonder he was so into animals.
Right.
They're all over. They're deadly. That's right up his alley. There's so many unique animals down there.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. Hey, speaking of Australia, we didn't realize we were celebrating Australian culture. There's a TV show that we both watched on, was it on Netflix?
It's on Netflix, yeah.
Called Wentworth. It's about a lady prison, and it is compelling.
Really good.
Yeah, there's the other lady prison TV show.
Orange is the New Black.
But I like, and I watched
it. This is totally
seasons.
Different
this
than
is
that.
Totally different.
Totally different.
I think it's way better.
It's better, yeah.
Called Wentworth. And I haven't watched the last season yet. You're ahead of me. You watched the last season that came out a couple months ago.
Very good.
All right, folks want to learn more about Australia. Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my wiki blog.
Sure.
If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
Every day.
I bet you're going to finish it for me.
No.
Okay.
No, I let you do your own words.
Okay.
So check that out there. Sarah, thank you for sharing all of that with us. We do appreciate it.
You're welcome.
So far, beer cans, the 1924 Winter Olympics, and Australia. Where's it going to go next?
You never know.
Unpredictable, to say the least. Have a wonderful rest of your day, Sarah.
You too.
Traffic with Ed Smith and weather with meteorologist Josh Nichols next on Legends 102.7.